From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of December 21st, 2020. This week, for the arrival of the winter solstice on December 21st, we feature two cold weather mystery sounds. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you know what the two sounds have in common. If you guessed ice, you're right. You heard ice shifting on Clater Lake in Pulaski County, Virginia, and pebbles bouncing on a frozen pond in Montgomery County, Virginia. Those sounds set the stage for exploring a crucial problem for animals in winter. With bodies made up of cells containing water, how do animals survive temperatures below the freezing point of water? Take about 20 seconds to ponder that question while you listen to Ice Dance, composed for this episode by Torrin Hallett, a graduate student at Lamont School of Music in Denver. Freezing of water inside living cells, known as intracellular freezing, can break or distort cell structures and can impair the function of cellular proteins. So different groups of animals have different strategies for avoiding intracellular freezing. Most birds and mammals maintain their body temperature by generating body heat through metabolism and conserving heat through insulating covers and various behaviors. But the vast majority of animals don't generate their own body heat, and their body temperature varies with the environment, so they need other ways to avoid freezing within their cells. Here are three ways, with some examples of animals using them. One way, used by various marine fish, insects, amphibians, and other organisms, is to produce antifreeze proteins that reduce the freezing point of intracellular fluids. A second way is to remove much of the water from inside cells, that is, to dehydrate. An extreme example of this is the Antarctic midge, the only insect native to Antarctica, which can survive removal of up to 70% of the water from its cells. A third way is to manage the location of materials around which ice forms, called ice nucleators. Wood frogs, for example, can move ice nucleators outside of the cells, so that freezing occurs there, where it typically doesn't cause cell damage. Removal of ice nucleators is also a survival mechanism of the Arctic ground squirrel, the only mammal known to tolerate a sub-freezing body temperature. This episode is focused on animals, but trees and other plants also use antifreeze proteins, management of ice nucleators, and removal of cell water to survive freezing temperatures. As winter descends, a complex array of cold survival strategies is happening right outside our doors. Thanks to Torrin Hallett for this week's music, and we close with the final 25 seconds of Ice Dance. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.